I've reserved the right to keep these commentaries mostly silly and dorky. Why would I stop that now on the precipice of one of the largest elections that I've seen in my lifetime? Well, the answer to that is I wouldn't. So sure, you could look at polls or data to try and figure out who's going to win tomorrow, but that would be weak. So I've gathered some of the other most surprisingly accurate ways to predict who is going to be president. Now, we talked about this with the Infomaniacs this morning. The Washington Redskins. Since 1936, if the Redskins have won their last home game before the election, the incumbent party has won. The only exception was in 2004. Yesterday afternoon, the Redskins lost at home to the Carolina Panthers 21-13. Prediction? Romney. The First Lady's cookie recipes. Since 92, the candidates' wives have submitted cookie recipes to Family Circle. Readers vote on them, and every year but 2008, the woman with the winning recipe also had the winning husband. This year, Michelle Obama's white and dark chocolate cookies beat out Ann Romney's M&M cookies by just a few hundred votes. Prediction there? Obama. The Oscars and Golden Globes winners. Since 1960, if the same movie has won Best Picture at both the Oscars and the Golden Globes, a Republican has won the election. If different movies won, a Democrat has won. The only exception to this was in 76. The movie was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It won both, but Gerald Ford lost. This year, The Descendants won the Golden Globe for Best Picture. The Artist won the Oscar. Prediction there, Obama. How about kids? Since 1940, Scholastic News has surveyed kids and had them vote for the president. And they've nailed it every time but two. Dewey and Truman in 48, Nixon, Kennedy in 60. This year, the kids went 51-45 for Obama. My favorite, though, is 4% voted for either myself or school sucks. And finally, the last thing to predict, hair. Since TV became a major part of elections, the candidate with better hair has won virtually every time. Kennedy over Nixon was the benchmark example. In 2008, Obama's tightly cropped hair was definitely nicer than McCain's comb over. But 4 years of being president has turned Obama uncomfortably gray, while Romney has the most gorgeous head of hair on the planet. Prediction? Romney. So of the five we just mentioned, it's 3 of 5 for Obama. But it's so close, like all the rest of the polls, who can tell? Now, we'll take a more serious look at this with the Infomaniacs tomorrow morning, I'm sure. And you can follow the election coverage, both local and national, right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And we'll find out together who's going to be the president tomorrow. At least I hope we find out tomorrow. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.